Men and women dressed in camouflage prepare to head out into the wildlife area, but they aren't hunters. The Humvees are geared up, and members of the Illinois National Guard's Best 11 unit are engaging in pre-deployment training. The soldiers will be sent to Afghanistan. This time together will prove invaluable to build language skills, since the team is made up of both American and Polish soldiers. The Illinois National Guard has had a state partnership with Poland since 1993. Colonel Chris Lawson and Deputy Brigade Commander Robert Matisik will oversee the training at this site before their units are sent overseas. In addition to tactical exercises, they have to learn to communicate with each other.
Robert and his team, while we're here, each day, he's going to help with basic Polish for all of our folks, and they're very happy about having this opportunity. And then what's also very neat is that Robert and I will be working together in Afghanistan.
This is good when we can meet together before the deployment, but because it gives us possibility to not only learn, but I can't remember this word, not learn, but meet and,
to convene, hang out. Yeah.
Their battleground is 2,500 acres of natural area in Marseilles. Throughout the year, the Illinois National Guard and Illinois Department of Natural Resources share this land without too many interruptions. Hunters use the area to look for squirrels, doves, and soon deer. It has open fields, rugged woods, and deep ravines. But every once in a while, that hunting is put on hold to prepare soldiers for imminent deployment. It's a balancing act, so says Ted Love, the site superintendent for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Love says he tries to notify hunters through the news media, websites, and gate markers when the area will be closed to hunters.
Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, you don't reach everyone.
Imagine then, should a stray hunter veer into the training area and see a life-size building resembling a Middle Eastern mosque in the wildlife area, or stumble across a replica of an improvised explosive device along a gravel road. Captain Michael Kowalski is the interim training site manager for the Illinois National Guard. He says sharing the land must be a coordinated effort.
This is a great example of, hey, why can't we use a training site for hunting? Well, because we can't have hunters and navigators, soldiers out there at the same time. For the most part, we can designate up front, this is hunting, this is training, and it's great. When these road to war units get the order, we don't have any control over that.
But those instances are rare, and the partnership seems to work well. DNR site manager Ted Love says hunters don't complain a lot when the site has to close for military training.
I think that given the world situation, I think our users understand the need for our troops to have the training and basically whatever they need to complete their mission. And they recognize that, and I think they're fully supportive of that.
The Illinois and Polish soldiers will be heading to Afghanistan to help with government stabilization efforts. Their exit from this preserve now clears the way for others in camouflage to move back in. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.